ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। ए स्टेज कम्स इन द लाइफ ऑफ ए पर्सन हु वांट्स नथिंग बट सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन दैट द पर्सन स्टार्ट थिंकिंग आई हैव नो राइट एट ऑल ऑल ड्यूटीज नो राइट इवन टू एग्जिस्ट फिजिकली। वाई? It's nothing, it's not a question of my right that I am living. It is God's grace that He is giving me an opportunity that I am living. Can I claim my right to God that I live for 5 months more? How can I claim? It is His grace that this breath is going in and coming out, and what we call as living process, it is going on. It is His grace. This attitude develops. Every day it is the grace of God that I am here on this earth. Any day this story may come to an end. It is coming to an end every day in the lives of thousands of people. And it is sufficient. I am getting my bread and my clothes and a place somewhere to live in is enough. Why not to have the opportunity of serving others and thus getting purified and then know my true self? This becomes the attitude. If this question is asked, what happens after self-realization? To the man, what is his approach or her approach towards the world? Because as you know, most of you know, that even after enlightenment, the physical existence of the person may continue for some time, because this age, physical age, of the body is a part of destiny. I said the other day, Buddha was enlightened, perhaps about 40 years or like that. And then the body came to an end, got disintegrated after so many years. In the same way, many such people, great people. So after enlightenment, after self-realization, what is the approach of the person towards the world, towards others? The approach is that the person does not consider the world separate from himself or herself, and therefore, according to the situation and circumstances, and according to the capacity of the individual, that person goes on serving others. What else? There remains nothing to be done for the person himself. It's fine every time, all the time. It is festival 24 hours and 12 months of the year. Always. Nothing more remains there to be known, nothing more remains there to be done, nothing more there remains to have. There are three basic desires in every human being: doing, having, and knowing. People want to do, I will do this, and after that, that one, and that one. The desire to do. Or people want to have something, I will like to have this, after that I will have that. Or people want to know, knowing. More and more. All these three desires come to an end in the life of an enlightened person. All that was to be done has been done. All that was to be gained has been gained. All that was to be known has been known. Things finished. Permanently retired, in a way, on pension. Very good pension. Fine. Such is the person. But the body continues. What to do? He serves the whole world. In the Bhagavad Gita, two paths have been given by the Lord. The path of selfless service, or which is also known the path of action, desireless action, and the path of knowledge, wisdom, through which enlightenment happens. It is interesting to know that to the person to whom this enlightenment happens, through both the paths, in the end, the attitude becomes the same from the both the paths. The activity becomes the same. The Lord has said in the description of both the paths to the enlightened person, the words in Sanskrit are sarvabhut hite rataha. He or she is busy in the interest or in the service of others. Because actually to him or her, there is no more anybody other. His own self he finds everywhere. It is my own self, infinite. Then in that process, whoever happens to come in his or in her contact has got the service from him. As a matter of joy and love. And there remains hardly, or there remains no right. Because right means you want to have something. Everybody, everything has already been attained. What to have more? Such a person goes on giving love to everybody. If somebody asks such a person, do you also need somebody's love? The person may only laugh. What anybody's love? When the connection is with the infinite love, the divine, when love of God has been experienced, what to do with human love? Human love is a part of divine love. Every drop is a part of ocean. When one has experienced the ocean, what to do with drops? Though one cares for the drops also.